Okay.
So now we can erase these. So the one which is the واحد, the unit which is the أحد.
Is this in greatness?
Oh yes, because the one, the unit. Okay, there's also a المؤمن, the one who believes in himself the most. The one who believes in himself. You know, if I say you don't believe in yourself, is that bad or good?
Bad.
Bad. Why Allah is the one who believes in himself the most? Why is that true?
Because he's the God.
Because he knows himself the most.
He knows everything pretty much.
Yes, but nobody knows Allah, the whole Allah, sort of speak, if I may use this word. Okay.
What does it say as unit in Arabic sense?
The unit is al-ahad. Oh.
Wouldn't that also mean the one?
No, there's a difference between the unit and the one. And I'm going to explain it in just a second.
It's the same, yeah.
Which one is Rahman again? I didn't finish writing that.
Rahman here?
No, Rahman is the, isn't the Rahman is the one with the, in this life and both good and bad benefits?
Yes, that's right. He gives benefits. He does not keep benefits from, so some Muslims have rich and poor, non-Muslims have rich and poor. Good guys have rich and poor, bad guys have rich and poor. There's no thing. And I'm going to explain to you later why. What's the wisdom of that? Why didn't Allah just give everybody, every good person, benefits? And every bad person, Allah will give him nothing, or her nothing.
Did
I say al-mu'min?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's focus on the names, on the names of greatness. Names of greatness can belong only to who? Allah. Can I adopt one of those names to myself?
It's
haram. No, it's haram.
You can't say
if it's not,
yeah, you can adopt, you can't say Ed.
Yes, but that's not what I'm asking about. Can you say I am the most, I'm the supplier?
No.
Al-Razzaq? Can I say that I'm Qawi, the strongest?
No.
Can I say that I am the mighty?
What if it's in a sentence, like people in America, they say, oh, I am the
strongest. No, I'm not saying by name. I'm saying by actions. Can I act like that? Go ahead.
Can I use a
bus? Yeah. So, can I act like that? Meaning what? Can I behave to be the strongest? These are the names of greatness belong only to Allah. And when we say monotheism, which is tawheed. Monotheism, which is what? Tawheed. Yeah, which to believe that there's only one who owns the names of greatness, which is Allah. Now let's look at the names of beauty to know the difference. Okay, let's start with the names of beauty. The names of beauty are the manners of Allah that He wants us to adopt. Yes. Yeah. Okay, the names of beauty are the manners of Allah, and Allah wants us to adopt. So Allah is merciful and He wants us to be merciful. Got it?
But I thought you said that you can't adopt the name. You
want to be merciful. The behavior. Yeah, the behavior. Allah's kind and He wants us to be kind. Okay? Allah is what else about Allah? Oh, Allah is the just and He wants us to be
just.
See? Allah is the fair and He wants us to be fair. So, Allah wants us to be the names of beauty. So, this is what Allah wants us to be. Allah wants us to be the names, to adopt the names of beauty. Okay? And these are the manners of Allah that we need to adopt. So these are the manners of Allah. Did I spell manners right? Basically, Allah wants when people see you, they remember Allah. So when they see your kindness, they remember the kindness of what? Allah. When they see your fairness, they remember the fairness of Allah. Okay? But when they see the meanness, then they will remember the meanness of shaitan. Got it? So Allah wants us to adopt. What's going on? Allah wants us to adopt His names of beauty. These names of beauty are the manners of Allah. So they are manners of Allah. Yeah, we already then wrote that. Got it? You understand now? Allah is al-Wadud. Al-Wadud is the one who seeks the love of His subordinates. Like the ones who are under Him. So Allah seeks our love by giving us gifts, like give us benefits, gifts, so that we, favors, blessings, seeking our love by that. Like if I give you $100, wouldn't you be happy? If I make them, then wouldn't you love me? What if I make them $1,000? Wouldn't you be love me more? You got it? So Allah makes us love Him by giving us gifts, benefits, favors, special things for us, right? You're not doodling. You are, right?
I'm writing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. So Allah says these names here belong only to Allah. No one is allowed to claim them for himself or herself. The Pharaoh, he acted like he wanted people to treat him like God on earth.
Which one was
Pharaoh? Whatever. The one is mentioned in the Quran. Mm. He wanted people to treat him like God on what?
Earth.
So he said, I am your highest God. I am the supplier. I am the one of a kind. The one of a kind. Al-Wahid is the one of a kind. Actually. You got it? So anybody, Allah says, anybody who tries to share the names of greatness with me, I'm going to break his back and don't care. Yeah, that's an Arabic expression. In other words, I'm going to torment him and I don't care. Anybody who tries to claim to him or herself any of these names. So meaning what? You treat only Allah to be the one of a kind, and to be the unit, and to be the believer, the most believer in himself, and the supplier, and the strong, and the king of the kings. You know, you understand here?
Yeah.
Okay, so Allah wants us, let me quiz you. Allah wants us to claim the names of greatness, yes or no, to ourselves?
No.
No. If you treat somebody the way Allah is to be treated, then you've committed what?
Shirk.
Exactly. Shirk. So, if you treat anybody the way Allah is to be treated, then you have committed the sin of shirk. Is it forgivable?
No.
Sin of shirk is not forgivable without repentance.
So unless you repent, you will be forgiven.
Yeah. If you repent, you will be forgiven. If you don't, you're not going to be forgiven.
That's why one of his names is the most merciful, because he has mercy on the ones that do bad things, and if they repent, he will take off their sins.
Exactly. MashaAllah. Exactly. So, shirk is to treat someone the way Allah is treated. And people want to be, the tyrants want to be treated like God on earth. So they claim to themselves the names of greatness. So now I can make Khalifa representation. Khalifa means Allah wants you to do this, to be this. Khalifa.
Take on these acts.
Which representative of Allah's manners on earth. So Allah manners on earth. You got that? You understand now Khalifa means what?
Khalifa's representation.
Representing what?
Represents the Allah's manners on earth.
That's right. Yes?
I know that.
Go ahead.
We all know why he has these words like the most merciful and the most kind and the supplier. But why does he I don't understand when you say the unit. Like, what do you mean by the unit?
Okay, I'm going to come there, and after I finish, I'm going to explain that part. Is everybody okay here? We're on the same page, girls.
Should we write the definitions for not the definition, but why he has these names or?
Oh, that's him. That's his nature.
Oh, yeah.
That's who he is. So, but these names is only, so you say, here, Allah wants you to adopt those. Allah wants you to follow those. Allah is generous, and he wants you to be
generous.
Because the generous, or the most generous, is the name of what? Beauty. Got it? You see here? All right. Now let's answer his question about what's the difference between the one of a kind and the unit.